This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In the San Francisco Bay Area, rapid transit workers will go back to work this afternoon, even as negotiations on wages, health care, and safety that led to a strike remain unresolved and under negotiation. And for those driving this morning, what about the new bridge between San Francisco and Oakland that's supposed to open on the next national holiday, Labor Day? KLW's Isabel Angel reports.
Officials set the Labor Day deadline 3 years ago when the Bay Bridge was running late. To speed things up, the contractors would get a $20 million incentive if they finished on time. Randy Rentschler is a spokesperson for the bridge.
All these incentives were built around the idea to get the new structure open as soon as possible because we know for sure that the existing Bay Bridge structure is vulnerable to an earthquake.
But in March, some of the huge bolts that hold together a crucial part of the new bridge snapped. There's a fear that the contractors would rush to finish the Bay Bridge before it's ready. But Rentschler says these new repairs aren't a factor in the $20 million incentive. William Ibbs teaches construction management at UC Berkeley.
Those type of incentives are very effective, and they're commonly used in the private sector. They're less commonly used in the public sector, but they're gaining acceptance.
Ibbs says incentives get tricky when the project is complicated, but he thinks this time it worked. Transit officials announce next week if the Bay Bridge will open on time. In San Francisco, I'm Isabel Angel for Marketplace.